It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
Soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. It is Wednesday, and you already know what time it is. Welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, a show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show really designed to move you from where you are right now to where you want to be. And it's a show that I get to do with such excitement and anticipation with Niles and KJ, my co-hosts. Hey, guys, how are you?
Greetings. How's everybody?
You know, I've got this disclaimer before we go further. I remember saying to Niles, hey man, I love your pink hat. And he gave me the story behind the hat. Would you share with us before we go further, man?
Oh, a pink hat. Well, first off, it's a hat. I like to dress the color pink because a lot of men are afraid to wear pink. And I'm not. I don't feel like a color defines you. I feel like you define the color, you know? So
that's
you define everything you do, you know? It's all about your identity and who you are in it and who you are in God. That's where you get your identity from, so.
Absolutely. Yep. I'm so sorry I put you on the spot, man, but I just felt like conversation that someone needed to have. They were making a decision to wear pink today. How you doing, KJ? Are you ready, man? We're ready for this day, right?
Hey, I'm good. I'm ready.
You know, we've been doing this soul series for a while now. And, you know, whenever I go before God, it's always, okay, Dad, what are we going to discuss today? And what would you want us to bring to the masses? And we didn't kind of move out of the soul series, which is your mind, your will, and your emotion, but we're going to kind of stack now some principles, some business, kingdom business principles that we get to share in our own businesses every day and that we have studied and we know this to be true. So with that, I want to welcome all of our newbies that are joining us from St. Lucia. We've got Marvin in the house. Marvin, thank you so much. Marvin is our personal trainer on the island. And when you come here, you got to work out with this man. He's going to get me because I cannot remember his social media handle. But Marvin, I will get it on there. I promise you right after the show. And I want to say a special shout out to Star Asia. And I'm going to tell you why I'm taking my time in this. This is a woman who moved from where she was to South Carolina, or to the South rather, and she works with Bank of America, and her patience should be akin to those of Job. I kid you not. She gets to talk to people around the world, and she's really, really excited with what she's doing, and I'm excited that she was a beautiful spirit that got to help me with my woes with Bank of America. All right, let's get started. When you are in business, and I had to write some notes because there are times when my mind it knows exactly what it wants my mouth to say, and I get excited and I leave out those parts that are really going to tie in. And it's an example of principles in business that you can use right now. When you're thinking about business, and you're thinking about the kingdom mandate in your life, and you're thinking about your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, you always want to make certain that, of course, you're operating in a spirit of excellence. That's first and foremost. But I want you to be mindful of those little things called wrath and anger. And you don't hear people talk about that anymore, man. You'd be like, wrath, man, come on. This ain't a Bible lesson. Well, it is. Because if you are a citizen of the kingdom of God, it is not you saying, I will myself to do good. It is you saying, Holy Spirit, here I am. Mm-hmm. Show me exactly what it is you would have me to do. And it's Jesus making intercession for you, and you're able to carry out. Remember, we had a show called Good Versus Right. And I told you that I no longer strive to be good. I strive to be right. That's true in business. When you think about anger, anger is that antagonistic emotion that you feel someone has done you wrong. Someone has offended you. And you find yourself acting in ways of, I am going to get them back. I am going to retaliate. You'll find yourself not saying saying that you're going to be vengeful, but that is what it is. Because if you do not control your anger, you'll find yourself acting in wrath. And that is a state that you don't want to be in, because that state right there, you may look like you're doing real good because you got money in your bank account and you're able to lift 245 pounds. But when it lines with what he says that you were supposed to be doing at that very moment in your life, and you got a heart of being vengeful or spiteful, you're going to find yourself in a very precarious place, and nothing you do will catapult you to where you know you're supposed to be until you deal with your wrath, which led or was from your anger. So I want you to be mindful. The world says that there are three types of anger. So I'll hit them real hard and then I'll release so that Niles and KJ can kind of give us that disposition and perspective. Now, three different types of anger the world says that you will have an encounter with. One, passive anger. You're pretending that everything is fine, but you know you're so angry right now that you're silent or you're sulking or you find yourself even procrastinating. And that is leading from anger. That's the bottom, that's the underlying current. It's anger. So watch that. Be careful with that. And we're talking passive anger here. So this is a lot of information. That means that you'll just have to listen to the show when KJ puts the show up on whatever day he's going to put it up, and he'll let you know. The second anger is open aggression. That's where you just flat-footedly don't care what you're saying. You're not controlling your tongue. You're not paying attention to anything other than what you want to say. And that's a dangerous place, because that too can lead you to wrath. And I'm serious about this, guys. Colossians 3:8 is really where we get these principles from. You got to be careful with that, because you don't want to be vengeful. You don't want to be spiteful. Who are you to dictate what kind of discipline that somebody's going to get? Shame on us. Shame on us. And the last but not least of the three types of anger that the world talks about is assertive anger. Now, what you talking, Dr. Tanji? That's my lane. I got the kind of anger that I don't really want to argue with you. I don't want to say horrible things. I don't even want to think bad about you. So let's find a happy medium. Let's talk about this thing, because I need to grow from this. You have to ask yourself, even in business, that customer has come in, man, and they called you everything but a child of God. And you're like, what? How are you going to handle the situation? Are you going to be spiteful? I don't need you. I got another $1 million worth of customers. Are you going to make that customer's concern yours? Mm-hmm. In business, we want to do it, guys. And in life, we better do it. No man is an island. And the quickest way to get to where you want to be is to surround yourself with people that you can help too. And it becomes a symbiotic relationship. And that's what these principles are going to be about. I'm sorry if we're not talking about people's business and we're not saying who's sleeping with who, because we really don't care. This show is based on principles, bro, that's going to help you get to where you want to be. How I know, I'm living it. They're living it. So I want to hear you guys. I want to hear your perspective. Not your opinions, because we don't have them in the kingdom. But what do we do with this anger, man? How do we not make sure that, how do we make sure that we don't borderline wrath? And if you want to talk about the three types of anger, that's fine too. But I really want to hear your perspective. So please.
Yeah, I think first we have to remember and understand that anger is an impulse. And when anger is an impulse, that's akin, as you say, to your emotions. And we all know that your emotions go up and down, all around, left and right, you know. And, you know, because of that, I think it's important to spend time with your feelings, emotions. And I'm not saying let them consume you, but as we always say, you know, it's important to figure out why you're feeling that way, to get to the core of the stimulus, you know, that took you to that point, or is making you feel or think this way and so on. Because if you don't take the time to kind of unravel all that, it might just be one of those situations where it's a snowball effect. And you just keep on acting and acting and acting based on impulse without understanding the root. And in order to cure whatever it is or deal with whatever it is, you have to get to, you know, the root, you know, the nerve of it all, the nucleus. And I think once, you know, you take the time, it could be a minute or two to really like take that in. I think by the time you're finished with that process, you may feel better, you know, or, you know, you may feel a little bit more enlightened, and that may help you to learn how to channel that anger in a way that's productive and progressive. You know, when someone may feel angry, I'm like, okay, I'm recognizing that I'm feeling this at this time. But we as artists, sometimes we will channel that into our art. And then from that, beauty is created, you know. Mm. So I think as I always say, you know, with being responsible with our art, we're human beings. So therefore, we're going to get frustrated and angry. But I think, you know, we're not always going to respond the best way and so on. But it's more about how we, you know, rebound from that and how we're able to, you know, make something of it that can become fruitful. You know, you can take something that's deemed as so-called, you know, negative and make it into something, you know, beautiful. You know, you can take something chaotic and make it into, you know, an even more beautiful situation. You know, that's the start. And then, you know, there's the finish. And then that process in between is where you do the work. You know, so I kind of think of it that way. You know, you have to be responsible with your art, but also let's learn how to be responsible with our anger. Once again, that doesn't mean that you're always going to make the right, you know, choices and so on, but spend time with it, analyze it, and then learn how to channel it and create something, you know, that's productive, progressive, and beautiful from it. It is possible. I think so. I think artists are really good at that. You know, just tap into whatever it is that you love, whatever that gift is that God gave you. Like, spend some time really tapping into it and use it for the benefit, you know?
I love it. Thank you. Love that perspective. Seriously. KJ, you got this poker face on, man.
Yeah.
Is it me or is it easy to give it to anger? You know?
Oh, for sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, we may not respond the best way, you know, every time. Yeah. But that's why we have to spend some time with our reactions, you know, and you know, what pushes you over the edge and so on. And then that's where the process starts.
Yeah, because you have to really think about it as a whole. Like, look at all the emotions that we have available to us. What's the easiest to tap into? Anger.
That's true.
You know, as actors, Nick Few, who was a guest last week on the show, he said, it's so easy for us to be angry.
Yeah.
When someone does us wrong in a scene, what other emotion could you tap into?
Yeah.
look into that. You know what? Like, anger is not only yelling. You know, anger shows up in various forms. So yeah, we're multi-layered human beings when it comes down to that. So anger is easy to tap into, you know, but it's harder to come out of, you know. So I think when it comes down to anger, finding that outlet for yourself to release or even step away from a situation that's making you riled up, making you frustrated, you know, that's very important to understand. Journaling, you know, taking a break, you know, from a conversation. Imagine like you're in a heated conversation with somebody. You know, you're one step of like throwing a punch. Take a break. Step away from it. That does not make you weak. It just makes you strong. Because what, like I said in the beginning, anger is the easiest emotion to tap into. The easiest. It's harder to be happy. Like, let's be honest about
it. It is.
Harder to smile.
It is.
It's easy to get angry. It's easy to be sad. All the negative emotions are easy to tap into.
Mm.
But you want to know a real challenge? Yeah. You tap into a positive emotion. Tap into that emotion and you tell me how you feel later. Yeah, it's hard. But the world, it's a lot clearer. It's like you put on a new pair of glasses.
It is.
Put some new contacts in.
So. Yeah.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
I think we should challenge ourselves to laugh, you know, every day and find the humor in things, regardless of the situation. Because as KJ just said, it's so easy to, you know, be angry, but, you know, to tap into other emotions or take that anger and be able to, you know, revitalize it into a different form. You know, I think that's a sweet spot. That's why I love comedians so much. Good comedians, you know, they may take something that's just outrageous or some of the darkest times that we may have experienced in our lives in America, but they still find a way to find the humor in it and, you know, the beauty in it, even in a situation that, you know, isn't the best situation. And I think that's the important piece of it all. Like, you know, yes, life happens and we're going to experience things every day that just tick us off. But, you know, being able to find the good in that situation, the beauty, even if you might think of it as, man, like, I'm crazy for finding, you know, beauty in that. But I'm telling you, there is beauty in experiences, you know, good or bad. That it's up to us to take the moral from it, the lesson from it. And what we do with that is totally up to us and our you know, cognitive, you know, processing and so on. You know, if we challenge ourselves to do that, like, yes, bad stuff happened today, but like, man, can I find anything of substance, anything that I can take away from this where I'm like, you know what, that happened, but I'm a little bit more enlightened now, you know?
Come on.
I think it's tough to do, but once again, that's why I love comedians so much, because they're able to take something and flip it on its head and then make other people laugh about, you know, that tragic time. And I'm like, man,
I'm gonna piggyback on that. You know, there was a time where I was like staying in a place. I was in like a really dark place in my life. There was a pigeon that came up to my windowsill. You know, I told Tanja, you know this story. And me looking at that pigeon, I was going through a dark time of my life. I could have just held a smile, because I'm like, I could really, it's the simple things for me, you know?
Yeah.
Being the worst part of like what's happening right now, and like a little pigeon sitting on the windowsill can just bring a smile to my face, you know?
Yeah.
I love it.
So, yeah.
And there's the moral in that. I think with that, I think it's so important to slow down. You know, each and every day to see the world around us, to see things as they are, and to take time to notice those things that we don't notice on an everyday basis, because we're always just blind, you know, always in a rush somewhere, working on this assignment or that assignment. Just take 10 minutes out to just experience and like be, look around, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. I really love that. And I'd like to offer our listeners and engagers that challenge. If you're not going to call in at 323-203-0815, drop us a line. Let us hear how you handle your anger. I purposely didn't use the term mad because we all know that when you get mad, you're borderlining lunatic. And mad is something that God never said, get mad and sin not. He said, get angry, but sin not. That's it. So it's okay. Anger is healthy. But how do you make certain that you don't borderline that wrath that we don't want to be borderlining on? And I'd like to welcome you to enjoy, you know, kind of engage with me on Mondays at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time on, not LA Talk, I'm sorry, on Facebook Live. It's where I get to start the day with you. And I must, under this disclosure, say that Monday, you have no earthly idea how badly I wanted to say, come on, man, let's get started, because this is going to be one of the best weeks of your life. Only to realize 48 hours earlier, I was in a hospital in this beautiful country, man. And it looks like I had done too much, which caused an inflammation in my sternum, which, of course, kind of circulated down to my rib cage. And it was a mess. But I am doing wonderful. I really, really am. I thank KJ and Niles for kind of reaching out to me. You did. You have no idea what that really does mean when you say, come on, you got this. So thank you so very much. So please remember that we really are here as a resource for those who want to be engaged and know more about the kingdom and the principles that we are learning together in this kingdom. So I want to thank me and my Nana for sponsoring us this month. Yay! Thank you so very much. That company is, you know, we'll get to that in a very special upcoming segment, but it is a labor of love to know that everything that that business has had to go through, that they're able to sponsor and do really good in the community and hire some wonderful nurses and certified nursing assistants and patient care attendants for those who are in their homes and who want to remain in their homes. So it is called Me and My Nana. They're located at 5878 Buford Highway in Atlanta, Georgia. And you can reach them on the web at www.mynana.com. It's mynana.com, and they'll take really good care of you. So I am excited about this news that we can use, because this is going to be a really good segment of our show. I just know it is.
Yes, that is very true.
Let's get
Buford,
it.
I haven't heard, you know, Buford in some time. It's been some time since I've been to Atlanta.
Oh, Buford Highway. Right. You hail from still Atlanta. Exists.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not from Atlanta. I was in Atlanta.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify. I'm not okay. From Atlanta, people. I'm from Washington, D.C. area. Yeah.
Absolutely. But yes, Buford Highway. That's where
we're all right, y'all. Let's get to it. I don't know if you guys have really heard of what's going on in the world today, but the beautiful beaches of California, Huntington Beach, Long Beach, and Seal Beach have been inflicted with oil. You know, there's a pipeline underneath the water, and it's been spewing out the last 2-3 days, and it's reached all the way to Long Beach, California. You know, and the crazy thing is, I read this article. Officials knew of California oil spill 12 hours before the cleanup began.
Oh, come on, KJ.
Just let it settle in, huh?
Yeah.
How did it start, though? How did it come about?
There was a pipe that burst. Because, you know, there's like underwater pipes that are pumping either electricity, oil, and stuff like that. And the oil just started spewing out of the water out of nowhere. And there were people who were going to the beach, and they didn't know there was oil in the water. So,
that's
a health issue, because you can smell the oil in the air. You know, who knows what other, you may not have like a huge remnants in the water at that point, but there's little particles. You know, it's like you might as well just stand in front of an exhaust tank at that point, you know.
I tell you,
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in California.
California.
Fires, all that.
Hey. But the cleanup has began. So prayerfully, there's not a lot of damage that's happening to our ecosystem. And and we can get that pipe fixed so we can go back in the water again. And hopefully the oil doesn't spread too far into the ocean. We can control it. So, yes. Dr. T, I heard you got some good news you wanted to share with us about a young man named Bubba Wallace.
I know, man. Can you believe that he is the second Black NASCAR racer, right, driver to win a NASCAR championship? But he's the first since 1963. And
wow.
When I was kind of lying in bed because the doctor said I could not move for 72 hours, I started thinking, right, about the soul of the matter, man, what it must have been like for this man to, you know, show up and be the only person in an earth suit, okay, because we deal with spirit, soul, body, in an earth suit that looks like him, but still with the mindset of no matter how long it takes, you know what I mean? I'm going to do this. Or he knew that he was a winner, but it was at some point in your life, and I'm just imagining this for his soulish man, to some point of his life where he told all of the noise outside of what was inside of him, shh, be quiet. You know what I mean? Because I gotta get this greatness out of me. So I started getting excited. Then I thought about the owners of who he drives for, like Mr. Michael Jordan. And I can't remember the other gentleman's name. And I'm so sorry for that. I want to say Bob, Mr. Bob Robert, that owned BET or the Bobcats, but I could be really off in left field. However, for them to sponsor and to show up in an industry that in an earth suit don't look like them, but in the spirit, in the soulish man, they knew that they were a winner, and no matter how long it took. And I like that. I liken that to my own life. No matter how long it takes, I'll say this, and then I want you to move on, please. But mm-hmm. I was thinking about in 1998. There was a commercial by Mercedes-Benz, and the woman would say, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? And I sang that song, I kid you not, I sang that song from 1998 to 2017. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Because I knew that if I did what Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom, not a car, the car would be added. So my son looks at my life and he says, oh my God, everything that you've ever did, Mom, has been a faith move. So what you saying? It doesn't matter how long it takes. You hold on to the, he already did it. He already did it. That's the excitement. That's the joy that I get with being a citizen of the kingdom, man. I don't have to just pray for a car, I can become the work. And then it just happens, right? But you got to become the work. I can pray all day, but if I don't put work behind my prayers, I'm just praying.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
I mean, the work is super important. You know, you have to, yeah. I know I was talking to, I'm assistant directing at a theater in Pasadena, and I was talking to a whole list of all the cast who are professional actors who've been in the game for like over 20 years. And wow. like this guy said, I would put, there are different tiers. You're good actor, you're talented, a good talented actor. And then there's that bad dude. And they said Denzel is a perfect example of how he grew to that tier of like, he's that dude. You know, he became that work, and he just ate the entire piece. He may not be like as good character wise as other actors, but he will work. Yeah. He will work harder than everybody. So that's something that stuck out to me in terms of Bubba. You becoming the work, and what God wanted to be. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I guess in hearing that, I really think of the two words, two P's, you know, process and perseverance, because it's a process to get to that, to start working, to be that guy. And it's through that process is also perseverance. And it's, you know, you know, is it worth everything that I'm experiencing, all the turmoil and all the difficulties, is it worth it? And I would say, ask Michael Jordan, ask Muhammad Ali, you know, ask, I was about to say Bubba Sparks. You know, ask us.
Sorry, Mr. Wallace.
Yeah, right. Ask, you know, Bubba Wallace and so on. It is worth it. And I'm looking at, you know, the numbers here. His first win was in 2013, you know, but it was more on like a, you know, a smaller tier. And then, you know, to see him win the cup now, and it's just like, wow, think about that process. He didn't just come out of nowhere and just win this race. His first win, you know, which they may have considered a small win, was in 2013. And that's basically, you know, 8 years where he's just chopped bricks, put in the work, going through all the ups and downs and everything that comes with it. Just really just embracing and just powering through the process, you know, persevering. But I'm guessing, I'm not even guessing, I know that he had a vision at the end. You know what I'm saying? This isn't even his end. This isn't even his end goal or whatever. I know he had a vision because you have to, that vision is what's going to be the driver through that process. Because I'm telling you, you're going to want to quit. You know, this is something that I have to rethink every day, you know, but it's a beautiful process when you're able to plant the seeds. And then throughout the process, you see the seeds manifesting. That's a beautiful process. And that's how you grow as a person. That's how you grow in God. And that's how you grow spiritually.
Amen. Amen, yes. Man. Drop the mic, right?
Yeah, that's inspirational story there, man. We can, there are so many different examples, you know, in the world around us that we can just pull from each and every day that just remind us that there is a God.
Come on.
You know, there is a God.
100%.
Absolutely. Can't ignore.
You know, I want to tie into our YouTube channel on Dr. Tanji Show. You know, we have new things coming out. So if you're going to miss, if you've missed this show, Dr. Tanji, you can catch it on Friday at 6 p.m. or you can catch any other past show Mondays at 6 p.m. Be sure to tune in. And Dr. T, lobbing it off to you.
All right. Absolutely. So I want to thank me and my Nana yet again for being sponsors and underwriting the show for the month. All of your home care needs can definitely be served by giving them a call at 678-381-1540 or checking out their new website. And if I'm not mistaken, it was Bree, the same lady that made us look wonderful in our photo shoot. We've worked with her in times past, and she's just a beautiful spirit, delightful person. That's www.mynana.com, mynana.com. All of your home care needs.
I'm sorry, go ahead. You're about to say something.
No, go ahead. No, we're fine.
No, I think it's important, as it was on the list, to talk about the shooting that happened in the Texas school, as just another reminder of, you know, the world that we're living in, and why the kingdom should be so prevalent, and why the kingdom, you know, God is the answer. And I know KJ knows more about that than, you know, we do. So if you can hit on that a little bit, but it's just a reminder of, like, one,
absolutely,
let's think about people's experiences, and let's think about misplaced anger. You know, let's think about what we've been talking about, anger, and the things that it will drive you to, and the responsibility that we have to kind of monitor and filter it in a way that it doesn't push us to the edge and take someone else's life because of what's going on inside of us, because we haven't dealt with that thing called anger responsibly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, KJ, if you could just, you know, say a little bit about that.
Let's go ahead. This week, there was a shooting in Arlington, Texas. suspect, Timothy George Simpkins, 18-year-old, has been charged for 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, injuring 4 people at the school who are now in, who are coming out of critical condition. They're going to be well. One just came out of surgery recently. I believe that was reported 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So that's not too long ago. So yeah, just thinking about how did this person get to that point? That's always that's always crosses my mind. My heart, my love goes out to the victims involved.
Absolutely.
You also have to ask yourself what happened, you know, because like, you don't just go from A to D, you know, that quick. There has to be something that happened, you know, and it makes you think like, what if you had that conversation with somebody, or what if you would have treated somebody better? I don't know what exactly
happened, absolutely. But
it just makes you think like about
it does.
How are you treating people? Are you looking out for them? Because we're not here for ourselves. We're here to serve.
Absolutely.
Person, you know, and with that serving comes with a great responsibility.
Yes, it does. And speaking about responsibility, I am so grateful for what Mr. Chris Weber has done, is doing. And I believe that that's going to help a lot of people that ordinarily would have had that displaced anger. And I'm really serious about that, because if you think about some of the drug laws, and we know that cannabis really is not a drug, and that's for a whole other different topic, but knowing that he is shedding light on people that have been disenfranchised, those mothers and those fathers that are still serving time that perhaps will be released now that the laws have been softened, right? The leniency is not there as prevalent as it was, and they'll get to go to one of his off campuses in Detroit, Michigan, and get their GED. And when I read about the list of things that this man is doing, and he has a collective kind of group of people with the same mindset of let's do better, let's make this world a better place, let's level the playing field for those who know how to be a bud tender, or those who know how to cultivate, or whatever that looks like in that space. I love it. He has joined with some heavy hitters. They got $101 million fund. And that's just one of the funds. This guy is just breaking all kind of barriers, man. And he's giving people that, again, have been kind of disenfranchised in that space, he's giving them an opportunity to shine. So my hat goes off to Mr. Weber. Thank you so very, very much, sir. I remember when I was a receptionist at West Lowndes Middle School, and he was in high school at West Lowndes High, Motley High. And everyone was talking about him, and he was going to be the next great. And he really did us proud, you know, West Lowndes. He really has done exceeding abundantly above, I'm sure, what he ever thought to even ask. So my hat goes off to people that are paving, you know, ways for other folk.
For sure. And we also need to talk about your book. Talk about good deeds you know, making the best out of our situation so we can give to others. Let's talk about your book, Chris Weber.
God, having fun with that book, man. It is still selling. And I'm like, wow, Daddy, thank you so much. Because it's resonating home with a lot of people. And it just, man, you talk about having a humbling moment when someone calls you from the Carolinas to say, I've been talking about you because I saw you when you first got here, and the hardship, how you went from hotel to hotel. I left everything in Atlanta, Georgia. I did, because I wanted the kingdom, and I believed that I could have exactly what my daddy said I could have. So the book really kind of chronicles where you are in life, you're never too old to start. I was 31 years old when I went to med school, 27 years old when I went back to undergrad school. I've gone broke more times than you probably can imagine, but until you know how to sleep on an air mattress and don't complain, shut your mouth and hold yourself. I'm really, really excited that the book is now on our website, www.drtanjishow.com, and at Amazon. We're working on another one, and it's soon to be released, and we're excited about that. But until that one's released, check it out. And if you don't have a change in your trajectory, drop me a line, man. I'll buy it back. I swear to you, I will. But I got to make sure that you've done the work. It's not going to be easy, as our now says, but it will be worth it. You really have to give up your ability to want to be in control, allow him to do it, and then you just get the mindset that this is the control that God would have me to be in, and you'll do it. You will. It's called Journaling with Dr. Tanji, Deciding to Move Forward, and I'm taking on clients, and I'm giving a couple of folk some introductory lessons on seriously divorcing the excuses. Go on and do what you're supposed to do in this life, which leads us to our discussion. And I really want to kind of get in on that discussion now. And it was just a simple question of, have you had to overcome an emotion this week? And if so, if you'll share that with us, you don't have to give us all of it, but what emotion, how did you deal with it? And what was your takeaway that you can make certain that someone else who may be going through it right now can have another perspective of looking at what's going on with them? Take us away, Niles. What emotion have you had to overcome this week, man?
Self-doubt, I'm going to call that an emotion, you know, because it was for a particular time. As I said, you know, spend some time with what you are feeling and make sure that you are not consumed by your emotions. I feel like I'm sure I'm not the only person who deals with self-doubt. But the one thing that I've been doing recently is getting to work. I feel a particular way regarding doubting myself in this, whatever the field may be or with whatever I'm doing at that time, genre and so on. But the one thing that erases all of that is getting to work and remembering the God's plan, you know, remembering the vision. And I realized as soon as I got to work, as soon as I started writing, as soon as I started working on that thing that I have to take care of, that I have to do next, which is my artistry, which is my gift. You don't have time for self-doubt. Why? Because you're actually working. Like, you're in the process. You are building. You are putting your energy into crafting, you know, this idea and to crafting this concept. So I'm realizing, like, okay, that's why they say idle time sometimes is the devil's workshop, because, you know what I'm saying? Here I am taking these few minutes to just, you know, sit back and, you know, when I could be doing something else. And as soon as I got to work, as soon as I got back to the purpose, there wasn't any time, you know, for that self-doubt anymore. And then as soon as I started doing what I do best, I'm like, self-doubt? Nah, forget that. I'm in this for a reason, you know what I'm saying? You know when you're writing some poetry or some rhymes or whatever it is that are a script, and when you're done with it, you take a, you know, sit back and you look at it like, oh man, I did that? Oh yeah, self-doubt? Nah, man, I'm that guy. I'm that guy, you know? Yeah.
I love it. Hey, Jay, come on, man. We got a few minutes. We want to hear what emotion that you've overcome, and what can you tell our listeners or engagers or viewers about that emotion and what they can do also?
Fear. Fear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Fear is like, fear will immobilize you from doing what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but fear I've kind of just, you just kind of just have to walk in it. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to be like fearful of like certain situations, you know. And the whole purpose of this conversation is to show that, one, we're all human. Two, you can't look at all of what we're saying in a vacuum, because everyone's different. There are different variables to life. And when it came down to fear for me, I wasn't doing what I needed to do. But when I walked in it, of course I was scared. But at least you know the reason why you're walking in it. Once you understand your why, everything else goes away. Fear story.
I love that.
You know, it's like the thorn in your side.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Neither. But every time you walk through it, the pain isn't as sharp as it was 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't as sharp as it was a month ago, a day ago.
Yeah.
It's still there.
That's good.
But yeah, that feels.
I think that's so interesting because with what I shared and what KJ just shared, basically it was the same moral of the story for both of us. Get to work. You know, like when you're really ingrained and like you're really embedded in there in the work, you don't have time to think about fear because you're walking in it. You know what I'm saying? You're walking towards, you know, that purpose, you know. So, you know, that's the best way to do it. Like, you know, of course, pray, but always just remember, like, to ask God to always keep that vision. It's like, even if it's just a figure, just always show it to me, because that will make you start walking. Because you have two options when it comes to fear and self-doubt. And a lot of times fear and self-doubt, you know, are hand in hand, you know. And you have one option. You have two options. You can sit there and just cry about it and just sit there and say like, oh, man, I am just feeling fearful. Or you can overcome it and get to work.
Yeah.
You know, those are the two options. You can sit there and brew in it, which does absolutely nothing. Or you can start walking in it, like KJ said, and get to work. And then you're going to be like, you know what? And then you're going to feel fulfilled from that. You're going to understand why God said, you know, always rely on me, but sometimes tap in with it in me. Just tap in with me so I can remind you what you need to do and why you're doing it.
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it. That's what I really enjoy about this show. And it just, you know, from where we were, you know, those days, KJ, to where we are now, it's like that 180 degree roundabout where we're open, we're honest, we're sincere. And it was that then, but we can see the growth that we're not only just saying these are kingdom principles, but we're living these things, man. We're living them the best we can. And yes, we are three parts human, you know, man in three parts. You are spirit, not a spirit, but you are spirit. You have a soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotion. And you're enclosed in this earth suit called a body. And you have those moments where you are sometimes a little bit more human than you are spirit. But at the end of the day, like Niall said so beautifully, you got to tap in. You got to kind of push away from either social media sometimes and push away from the table sometimes when you're fasting. And just so many layers of living the life that you're supposed to live. One of the things that I had to deal with this week in the spirit of honesty, openness, and sincerity was fear. Because for the very first time in a very, very long time, I was afraid that I was going to die physically. And it made me very angry because I had a glimpse over my life just for a moment. And I'm thinking, how dare you waste time? How dare you think that you got tomorrow, chick, when all you got is 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. And you're grateful for that 60. So I made a vow. And I'm going to live up to this vow. That vow Monday night was, God, should I see tomorrow, which was yesterday, I will never take another moment for granted. I will not cry over insignificant things and or people. I will leave alone what you have closed and work toward what you have opened. And I will be kind and a little bit more loving. And that's what we do here. We're kind and we're loving. And we walk in what we believe in. If we have said anything that has truly assisted you along the way, drop us a line. We really want to hear from you because that's why we do it, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a wonderful show. Thank you, Sam, at LA Talk Radio. Thank you, Niles and KJ. I love you to the stars and the moon. Have an amazing day today, man. Have fun. Yeah. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, don't forget to join your girl Monday, 7:30.
Yes. Don't forget.
Bye.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.